This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. The counting of votes for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections continued till late last night. Out of 543 seats, NDA has won 230 seats and was leading on 6-1, while INDIA bloc backed 156 seats and was ahead in 77 seats. The BJP alone has won 184 seats and Congress secured 72 seats. Prominent candidates who have won include Prime Minister and BJP leader Narendra Modi from Varanasi, Union Ministers Amit Shah from Gandhinagar, Om Birla from Kota, Arjun Ram Meghwal from Bikaner, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat from Jodhpur, Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya from Guna, Samajwadi Party leader Dimple Yadav from Manipuri seat, and Shatrughan Sinha of TMC from Asansol. Prominent candidates who have lost include BJP leader and Union Minister Arjun Munda from Kunti, Smriti Irani from Amethi, National Conference leader Omar Abdullah from Baramulla, and PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti from Anantnag seat. In Arunachal Pradesh, Bharatiya Janata Party has retained both the Arunachal East and Arunachal West parliamentary seats. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and Tapir Gao have retained their respective seats. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju defeated senior Congress leader and former Chief Minister Nabam Tuki by a vote margin of 1,738 votes. In Arunachal East parliamentary seat, sitting BJP MP Tapir Gao has beaten senior Congress leader and former Minister of the State Bosiram Siram by 30,421 votes. In Sikkim Parliamentary Constituency, MP Indra Hang Subha of Sikkim Krantikari Morcha has retained the seat. Mr. Subha defeated his nearest rival, Bharat Basnet, of Citizen Action Party by 80,830 votes. Mr. Subha secured 1,64,396 votes, while Mr. Basnet got 83,566 votes. Prem Das Rai of Sikkim Democratic Front got 77,171 votes, while Dinesh Chandra Nepal of BJP got 19,035 votes in this election. Altogether, 14 candidates, including sitting MP Indra Hang Subha of SKM, Bharat Basnet of CAP, Prem Das Rai of SDF, Dinesh Chandra Nepal of BJP, Gopal Chhetri of Congress, Kharga Bahadur Rai of Sikkim Republican Party, and 8 independent candidates, including one female candidate, fought for the lone Lok Sabha seat. The counting of votes in Sikkim recorded 79.90% voter turnout this time, excluding postal ballots as it went to polls on April 19th last in the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections. Out of the total registered 4,66,643 electors, 3,70,857, including 1,85,813 males and 1,85,042 females, and 2 third-gender voters exercised their franchise for the election of the Lok Sabha seats. In Meghalaya, Congress candidate Saleng A. Sangma has won the Tura seat by over 1,55,000 votes, defeating Agatha Sangma of National People's Party. The Voice of the People's Party candidate Dr. Ricky Andrew J. Sinkon has backed the Shillong seat, defeating Vincent H. Pala of Congress by over 3,71,000 votes. In Mizoram, Richard Van Lal Manghaya of Zoram People's Movement defeated his nearest rival K. Van Lal Vena of Mizo National Front by over 68,000 votes. After 20 years, Congress made a comeback in Nagaland by winning the state lone Lok Sabha seat. INC candidate S. Supong Meren Jamir defeated Dr. Chumben Murray of the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party by a margin of 50,984 votes. Mr. Jamir defeated Dr. Murray by garnering a total vote of 4,1,951. Dr. Murray garnered 3,50,967 votes. Independent candidate Hayithung Tungo Lotha got 6,000 and 6,233 votes, while 1,646 votes as nota. Speaking to media persons after his win, Mr. Jammeh said, as promised in the party's manifesto, he will work with committed people for the... I repeat, he will work with commitment for the people. Stating that win is a turning point for Congress Party, he said he will go down to the grassroots people and deliver justice and confidence to them. Emphasizing that this victory clearly shows that the people wanted a change, Mr. Jammeh assured that the Congress Party will work towards the development and interest of the people. The North Eastern Council Secretariat held a series of impactful events and activities during the Swachhta Pakhwada fortnight, reflecting the commitment of the entire NEC community towards a cleaner and greener environment. The Swachhta Pakhwada 2024 witnessed an array of competitions aimed at fostering awareness and participation in cleanliness initiatives. And with that, we end the North East News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.